Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Okay, gather round, my friends. Welcome back to the Sarah Fraser Show. Today, I have, by popular demand, popular request, I am doing a review of Welcome to Plathville Season 3. I love this show. You guys know I found this show like 3 years ago randomly on TLC. I'm a huge TLC fan. You know, my 600-pound life. I loved Too Hot and Heavy, by the way. You know, Hot and Heavy, which was about a larger woman with a skinnier guy. I was all about that. And then, you know, ultimately they canceled that because it was too controversial. That was another one of my favorites, but anyway, it's gone. So Welcome to Plathville Season 3. It's what you all have been requesting. It is a deep dive and spoiler alert at so far what has happened on the show. Now we're already up to episode 6. Episode 7 airs September 28th, and then the final episode is episode 8. So I'm going to have to do this and then probably an overall final season recap because, of course, as you guys know who are fans of the show, we find out that Olivia and Ethan Plath, who we all adore, have separated after 3 seasons, after so much back and forth for this couple. And I forget, by the way, they're like 22 and 23 years old. Can you all imagine? I mean, I'm sure some of you are watching and you are married at 22 or 23. I am so sorry. I mean, get a divorce, get out there, you know, get your P grinding, get some P in the V, get some V in the P, whatever you want to do, whatever you're into, and live your life. Because people do not, a very small, it's like dieting. Diets fail for 95% of people. Marriages, when you get married at 22, fail for 90% of people. 10% of your friends will make it, okay? If they get married at 22, 10%. Those are low odds, sweetie. Would you sign up for FanDuel if you only had 10% chance of winning? Actually, probably you would, because I mean, I think that's like what the odds are of winning FanDuel. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Look, you're too young to know who you are. You change, I wish people would preach this. You change so much between the ages of like 27 and 33, so much in that time. You like grow, you become a person, you get self-confidence. And then when everyone tells me as I head towards 40, that when you're in your 40s, you have another transformation of no longer caring what people think. I'm ready for that one because I still get caught up in all that. So finally, after 3 seasons, we have seen that they have separated. I cannot believe it, but it is true. Now, I will tell you this. You know, Olivia has been on this show twice, once with Ethan and once like before when we didn't know if the show was going to get picked up. Now, I adore her. I really love her. I did a review last year. I'm kind of have an inkling and I'm thinking that, you know, I need to talk to Olivia about it because if you guys who have followed me know, I did this review and I kind of said, you know, I feel like she is the Princess Diana of television now. She's absolutely stunning. I'm in love with Olivia Plath, but I kind of had said I didn't think that their relationship was going to last. And I think that they were kind of offended by that because what I'm hearing and reading, I believe they are still together. So I think they did take a break, a hiatus where she moved out for a little while. They went through a rough patch, but I do believe they are currently still together. As they had 23, 24 years old. So I think they're very sensitive about their relationship. I can imagine you put yourself out on reality TV, you become friends with some people who you interview, who are with you. And then I think, you know, it's hard to hear people give their opinions about your relationship. This show to me is one of the realest reality shows. It's like what the Kardashians were back in the day. You know, when Kim Kardashian was boxing and going to cupcake reveals, you know, at dumpy cupcake stores in Hollywood, you know, it was real. They were grinding. That's what this feels like. It feels like a real reality show where Kim and Barry are getting called out on their shit. And then, you know, we're seeing what it's like for some kids who live in these very religious households across this country and in other countries all across the world, what they have to deal with. It's so good. It's so real. But I'll tell you, I have some observations this season. I already am hearing there's going to be a season 4. How could there not? We've got a cliffhanger going on with Ethan and Olivia. I mean, do we think they'll be back together by the end in 2 more episodes? I say no. I say that's why I bet they're filming right now and we're going to see. I mean, Ethan, get your ass to Tallahassee for a year, for God's sakes. I mean, what could it hurt? I was like screaming through the camera. I was screaming through the television. You know, they were doing this back and forth with therapy, which Ethan doesn't really want to go to. No man ever does. You know, I had to drag my husband to go. Now he likes it. It's so difficult for men to go. They don't want to talk about their feelings. And then, you know, to some degrees with therapy, do therapy for several years. And then it's almost like, oh my God. I mean, can I make a decision now without checking in with my fucking gut? I mean, just make a goddamn decision. So I get why Ethan doesn't want to go, but I'm screaming at the television, move to Tallahassee for a year. What does it hurt? She's not going to change your whole life. I mean, my God, you're not going to move to Tallahassee and then suddenly walk around without your pants on all the time. I was exhausted. All right, let me thank a sponsor. Thanks to you guys. I have amazing sponsors to this podcast. I know that people listen to me worldwide, but if you listen in the DC region, you need to head to Falls Church, Virginia and buy an Acura from Radley Falls Church Acura. I love this company. They never price gouge ever. In this crazy era where cars are hard to get because, you know, I don't know, like shortage of vehicles, you know, because of COVID, obviously, that's why I know. They never price gouge. They never go up and above MSRP, which is amazing. RadleyAcura.com is the website. And did you realize now you can do so much car shopping, all the pre-stuff. You can get pre-approved for a loan. You can ask about financing. You can even get the trade-in value for your current vehicle without even stepping foot in the Acura dealership. So when you go in, you can test drive the car you want, you pick it up, and then you can close everything else at home so you're not spending 5 hours in a car dealership. I just bought a vehicle myself with my husband. We didn't realize this beforehand, and then it was a very long process. RadleyAcura.com, I absolutely love them. They want you to come back over and over, so they're never going to charge you more than what the car is worth. Sadly, across the country right now, car dealerships are price gouging. They don't value your money, your time. They don't really care if you come back or not. Well, not Radley. Purchase an Acura. They're known for their comfortable and affordable luxury. I just test drove one. They're awesome. They have a fire red interior too. Mama needs one of those. RadleyAcura.com. Also, if you are in the market to produce a podcast, start your own, and you live in the DC region, OurTownAudio.com is the website. You can have your very own podcast. They rent studio space to anyone, creators, everybody. You want to do some commercial reads, you want to do some voiceover work. OurTownAudio.com. You can go to their website. They tell you the booking times right there, $100 an hour. Or if you're a corporate company and you're thinking about launching a podcast, maybe you have a women's organization, maybe a nonprofit, and you're thinking, you know what? It's time we got our message out to a greater audience and podcasted. They do corporate ones as well. OurTownAudio.com. All right. Let's start and just jump right in to how this first six seasons have or episodes have been so far. I have to confess, Welcome to Platteville season three started out very slow for me. It seemed like they really decided to go all in dividing essentially Mariah, Micah, Ethan, Olivia, a little bit more Lydia and Isaac. Isaac, who's 13. He seems kind of older to me. I don't know if he does to anyone else. It seems like they sort of divided both groups, and really we didn't see a lot of Kim and Barry the first couple of episodes, which I was kind of bummed about, because the last episode of season two, Ethan almost knocked out Barry. Hello, I wanted to see more of that. And you know, did anyone else notice that when Micah went over to Kim and Barry's for his 20th birthday party, they sort of were wrestling, and I really wanted Micah to throw his dad through the window. Did anyone else? Like, maybe it's just me. I feel like it started out very slow. Not to say that the other episodes haven't been as slow, but I wish they had sort of teased more the drama that was going on between Mariah and her boyfriend Max and Ethan and Olivia. Now I'm back on board. Like I said, I think it's two things separated. I don't believe Ethan and Olivia are separated long-term. I think they're working it out. And look, I mean, prove me wrong. I will apologize. I'm wrong all the time. I want these guys to make it. I just think it's very hard. I think Olivia is a very strong woman, independent woman. And for women, like, the reality is we are a lot deeper than men. Sorry, fellas. I mean, and it's not to say that men aren't fabulous and deep and wonderful. So many great men listen to me, follow me. I adore you. You men have great thoughts. But I just think women evolve. They become their own person, and it takes a while. And you can see her doing that. And you guys even messaged me and you said, yeah, when Olivia dyed her hair red, that was a big red flag in that something was going on. And I will agree. Women do things like that. They adopt a pet. They do like a drastic hair change when either they're single or something is going on in their relationship. And I do agree. I think they are working through things, but I give Olivia a lot of credit. She said that divorce could be on the table. That really scares her. She hopes it doesn't happen, but it could happen. I also saw the Sun magazine did a big expose where they said that the bombshell was that Kim and Barry's seven youngest kids. Okay, so I know they have one daughter, I think, that's even older than Ethan. She like didn't want to be a part of the show. Then they have Ethan, they have Micah, they have Mariah. The little ones, I don't even remember the names. I mean, do we care yet? No. Do they have a prayer closet? Are they dating? Anyhow. So the last seven children, which I'm thinking includes Mariah, never had birth certificates because they were born at home. So Kim and Barry only filed to get them birth certificates in 2017. I guess that's a bombshell. I mean, people were like making a huge deal about that. Like, you know, oh, can you believe it? I can believe it. I mean, these guys never had cell phones for their kids. The only thing that is interesting is somehow, Kim wanted to be on TV. That's like it. That's like the only thing that is like fascinating to anyone about their whole situation, right? Otherwise, they didn't know anything. They didn't drink Coke. They never drank a beer. They never had internet. They didn't even know that, you know, the state of Mississippi existed. I'm kidding. But they didn't know what periods were. They never even graduated from high school. That's like Kim and Barry. That's crazy to me. So it's not that surprising that they didn't have birth certificates. People often want to know Kim and Barry's ages. Kim is 48. Barry's 53. Doesn't Barry feel older to you? I mean, Kim is beautiful. I will say that. Kim is a gorgeous woman. I can see how the kids are all, they look like they belong in Norway on this like Viking cruise. Just like, I mean, they're all blonde and beautiful, all of them. Barry's 53. He seems older to me. I'm not going to lie. So some other kind of like, you know, big moments of this season that I've been addicted to were obviously Mariah and Max's relationship. Ooh. And Max got his ass roasted on social media after the last episode. After episode six, you know, they were having an open conversation where Max and Mariah sat down and they said, okay, we can ask each other anything, no judgment. And then he sort of went into, well, you dress too scandalous. Oof, big red flag for me. Big red flag. I feel like in relationships, that's always like the first controlling move that people make, like especially men will make towards women, is telling them how they should dress. She stood up for herself. I thought she did a great job. And she's like, this is who I am. I grew up with controlling parents. I'm going to show my body. I'm going to show who I am. I don't care. It's not my problem that other men look at me. And hello, Max. I mean, you might as well have come into that scene with an I'm insecure sticker on your forehead. Now, interestingly, he got a ton of heat. His Instagram is @MaxCal. K-A-L-L, Cal, at MaxCal 2.0. He posted an entire picture, essentially, and under it saying, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Hold on, let me bring it up, actually. So I knew right after he did that, his ass must have gotten so much heat. So much heat. I was like, okay, Max, you're taking that back. I like them together, though. I think they're a cute couple. We're also apparently going to find out this week, Micah Plath has been on dating apps. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. What? I always feel weird talking about Micah Plath because it's like, is he 18 yet? But then I remember he had the 20th birthday, so fair game, right? For a girl like me in her 30s. So here's what Max wrote after, this was 5 days ago. I was wrong. Mariah is free to wear whatever she wants. I'm learning every day and realize that it's not her fault and I'm insecure in certain scenarios. Okay, brave of you to say that. I tried to explain it to her from my POV, but that's what stumped me. If I were to dress skimpy, girls would laugh instead of whistle, which just shows that it really is the guy's perspective and my insecurities that caused this situation. Now what she, not what she's wearing. I do believe there are situations where some girls wear things for the wrong reasons, attention, other people's approval, and yes, even for other guys outside of their relationship because they're not getting what they need out of their current relationship. Anyway, he goes on. He says that he loves her and he apologizes. I knew the internet would be coming for him. I like those two. I think they're going to be sticking together. I'm curious what Mariah's next move is going to be. I was really hoping she would move to California. We'd see her in LA trying to pursue her acting career, her singing career. Seems like they're going to get the Plathville band back together, as us Plathies want to know. Because us Plathies, I would go see their concert in Georgia. I want to see this. Woohoo! I brought everybody margaritas. Wasn't sure if you'd ever tried them. Woohoo! Guys, check out my app, my Apple iPhone with all these apps. Not sure if you guys see one. Anyway, I'm a Plathie. Micah, are we surprised too that he hasn't had more modeling like things going on? He was on such a roll. And I was kind of like, where is all the modeling stuff? I don't feel like they've really focused on that a lot this season. Now, I did find this great article that was also shared where they rated his best moments, his sexiest Micah Plath modeling pics ranked. All right, I'm here for that. They're really good. Something about sizzling in the summertime. Staring into the distance, which is Micah like on a deck somewhere, like staring into the distance. He's hot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's super hot. He's looking for a girlfriend. I love the sweater weather. Sweater weather Micah Plath is the hottest thing I've ever seen. I mean, so hot. I'm trying to get him on the show. I hear that some other cast members, meaning Kim and Barry, may do some of their first interviews coming up. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I would love to interview them. Don't you want to hear from their perspective what's going on? Anyway, how do you guys all feel about Micah and Mariah making peace with Kim and Barry? Seems to me like they don't want to have any conflict, which I understand. Conflict is difficult. Where I think Ethan and Olivia have gone, this wasn't right what happened to us, and we're not okay with just brushing this under the rug. So we're stepping back, we're getting therapy, we're realizing that this relationship was toxic, but Mike and Mariah seem like they're not there yet. Does anyone else feel that way? Leave your comment. Leave all the comments down because obviously I'm on YouTube. Please subscribe to my channel. It's the Sarah Fraser Show. So in the comments, let me know, what do you think? Micah and Mariah, should they be more, I guess, angry at their parents, or do you think it's fine to forgive and forget? I feel like they haven't processed all the emotions quite yet. Lydia and Isaac, curious to see where more of that goes. Obviously, Lydia has a boyfriend. She's gorgeous. I feel like she's getting ready to rebel as well. You know what I'm saying? She's ready to grab those rosary beads and hit the road. I could see it. All right. Wanted to give you a little dish so far. The episode, this season is picking up for me. Like I said, it started out slow. You know, I wasn't seeing any of Mariah's music career. Micah seemed to be, you know, we obviously found out from the modeling agencies, he was sort of slow in showing up for events. now he seems to be, I guess, still modeling and still very into it. We're going to see him on some dating apps. Ugh, if I only lived in Cairo. Yeah. Oh, and I wasn't married and had a kid. That too. Whoops. Okay. But I'm loving it. I think Ethan and Olivia are still together. I do not know why people are hating. I absolutely side with her. I think that Ethan needs to move. And that just goes to show you, I feel like, the double standard, right? Women always get it harder. Ladies, this is your sign to put yourself out there. Find it, listen to your gut, tune out everyone. The answers are within. Let me just have a Deepak Chopra moment here. The fucking answers are within, you know? And live the life you want, because you're going to be criticized anyway. People are siding with Ethan Plath. You know, I like Ethan. I think Ethan is getting out. But I do think Ethan is happy with a simpler life. And, you know, and maybe he can come on board. Maybe they can find a compromise. But they got a long way to go. And I worry about that. I'm not sure. But I don't understand why people are saying that. She deserves to live other places. And as a husband, he should try some of those things. Doesn't mean you have to move to Tallahassee forever. I mean, for God's sakes, we're not asking him to pluck up his life and, you know, drive the old Ford out to Los Angeles. We're talking about Tallahassee, you know? Get an apartment live in the city, get an apartment. If you really hate it after one year goes by like that, it's in a blink. If you hate it, you can always come back to Cairo. Come back on the weekends. You never know what you'll learn. That is, to me, I think it's very hard to make it work with someone who is not willing to try things or to like rise to the occasion of the relationship. He sees how much she's hurting. He should try it. There's my two cents. All right, I'm going to do another review on Welcome to Plathville when the finale comes. I also hope to have some other Plathville guests on very soon, so you guys can have more of your questions answered. I got to thank another sponsor, guys. If you need insurance, anybody watching this, you definitely need insurance. State Farm is some of the best. My guy is not Drake. It's not Jake. It's Jacob from State Farm. JacobSF.com is my insurance guy and rep. He's awesome, and he even is now offering pet insurance. For $100 a month, you could insure Fido. Now, if Fido goes out in the yard and ends up eating a dead squirrel carcass, gets a bad case of worms, they start eating Fido's stomach, and Fido has to have $5,000 surgery, boom, your insurance is covered. That's why you need to see my guy, JacobSF.com. Also, when you sign up with him, he's going to send you 6 crumble cookies anywhere that you need insurance. So once you do that policy, he'll send you or hand deliver them to you. JacobSF.com. All right, everybody. I'll be back with a brand new episode next week. Bye!